beginning this practice, taking care of the body, that it feels well supported, with the feet planted, and the bottom evenly balanced on the chair, and the hands soft to the lap. And pay attention to the chest and heart area. Just how does it feel right now? In whatever your posture is. And then deliberately open the chest by bringing your shoulders up, back, and down. And feel free to roll a few times. And then one last time, bringing the shoulders up, back, and down, with the shoulder blades flat against the back, and then notice that the chest now has automatically lifted, especially if you're able to sit with your back free from the chair. If you're leaning back, I mean, it can be a great metaphor. If we're leaned back in our chairs, we may be leaning back in our lives. And how is that? If we're leaning forward in our chairs, we may be leaning forward in our lives. We may be a step ahead of ourselves. We want to be right where we are, centered. So just using the posture as a way to embody how you would like to be positioning yourself, not just for practice, but also for your life. Centered, balanced, open-hearted. And with this open-heartedness that we can experience through our postures, with the chest being open, we may notice that we can start to feel a little bit of bravery, a little bit of courage showing. And we very much need courage to live the lives of our dreams. And so feeling the breath now through the heart area. Letting the attention rest here. Pushing nothing away, and yet when the sounds and other sensations, thoughts and feelings arise, just let them be like waves of the ocean around the breath as you feel it through the heart area. Pushing nothing away, and yet also letting be, letting go any discursiveness of the mind as it shows. Not in a pushing away gesture, but rather, yes, there's worry or planning or daydreaming, rehearsing, regretting. There it is. course that's here. It's one of my magic mantras. Ah, of course. Which is just to say, yes, this has arisen. And let it move through. Let all these things move through and gently reconnect again and again with the breath. Through the heart area, if it works for you. If not, wherever does work for you. To rest the attention on the breathing. And as you've been sitting here, your attention may have been repeatedly drawn to some question or concern or worry. It may have indeed had something to do with living the life of your dreams. One of your windows or one of the 100 things that means a lot to you. And yet you've become aware, possibly, of some challenges, some obstacles. Let's take a little bit of time now to mindfully explore that. So whether it's a concern of the moment that's taking you away from the breath, or some obstacle that you are encountering with one of your windows, in some way, living the life of your dreams. Bring that concern or obstacle to the workbench of the mind now. And using the rain practice, the R of rain, is to recognize. Let's recognize this challenge or this obstacle. Perhaps by naming it. And then the A of rain, we're going to allow it to be here. We're going to allow it in the sense that we're going to accept that this obstacle is happening. Try to live the lives of our dreams, obstacles will happen. The old self will try to thwart or just the conditions of our lives, most of which are not in our control. So accepting, oh yeah, this difficulty is happening, this obstacle is happening. And with this acceptance, we're not going to push away the truth of this or deny it. And now investigate the obstacle, the eye of rain. So be clear about what the obstacle is. Person, a situation, issues of time, money, planning. Take a few moments to get clear about it. And then notice how it's manifesting in the body. Track it in the body, all the different places that the obstacle is showing. Is there a clenching in the jaw, or squeezing of the brow, tightness in the shoulders or chest, or a heaviness, or a queasiness, some kind of contraction? Possibly finding one area where you could really bring your mindfulness to bear and track the sensations in your body. As you hold the obstacle in mind, as you do so, notice what you're feeling emotionally. And feel that too in the body. Notice what you're feeling energy-wise. Is there a rising of energy? Is there a depletion? A shakiness of the energy? Feeling this too in the body. And investigate the difficulty mentally, perhaps by letting the question float, what am I believing? What am I believing here? Or what am I assuming? Notice too how those questions land in the body. May feed on the emotions. Pushing nothing away, feeling it through the body. Letting it be okay that the difficulty is here, and that it's part of the journey, and is not a definition of who you are, doesn't make you a failure, doesn't make you a procrastinator, doesn't make you any nasty name you might have been calling yourself. It's just the conditions that are showing As we try to move forward with the lives of our dreams, difficulties will show. So that's the end of rain, not identified, which can unfold when we investigate with our mindful awareness. Taking a few moments now, perhaps breathe in and out of where you really feel the obstacle, the difficulty. Knowing you can reflect on it in a few moments. And just resting again in a sense of the body sitting, the body breathing. Feeling again the breath through the heart area. And respecting how you are bravely working towards the lives of your dreams.